Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, now in our 24th year. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Barbara Weltman has been joining me now for over 23 years. Now she's now in her 24th year with us and has been trying to help me restore some order, but with limited success. Barbara is, as you know, folks, is one of the top experts on the planet. Maybe she is one of the top two. I'm not going to tell you who's on top, both of them are members of my brain trust, the top two small business tax experts in the galaxy. Barbara is awesome. Her books, the J.K. Lasser series of taxes, and on and on. Find her online at bigideasforsmallbusiness.com. Right, Barb?
You got it.
And your daily blast is still going. Big Ideas for Small Business.
My idea of the day is still there, and it's free. And you sign up, and you get a 2-sentence email.
Automatic. So check it out, folks. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Barbara, thanks again for everything. Tell us what's coming at us. I'm really worried about the next shoe to drop to try to pay for all this money that they're spending that we don't have. I'm worried they're gonna double capital gains. They're going to disproportionately take away tax cuts that small businesses grudgingly got 2-3 years ago when corporate America got so much. I'm really worried about how they're going to mess around with small businesses. What do you think?
Well, first of all, one of the things which is kind of a disguised tax issue is the so-called PRO Act, which has, I think, passed the House or is about to pass the House. And what that measure does, in a nutshell, effectively kills independent contractors.
Oh, yeah,
independent contractors. Everybody's going to be
taking
employees.
California's AB5 national.
Exactly.
The gig economy, independent contractors. I was an independent contractor for a number of years. I built my business beginning that way, Barbara. This is, and if you remember, Barbara, I predicted this. I told back in October. I said, if Joe Biden gets elected, I wrote this down, folks. I published it in October. If Joe Biden gets elected, he will take AB5 national, and that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. And what that will do for small businesses, many small businesses rely on independent contractors to get various things done. And it's going to hamstring, it's going to be devastating. And many of these people like to be independent contractors. They want that ability. First of all, if you're an employee right now, you can't deduct any expenses.
It's the seedbed of our country, of our economy.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the main thing to keep an eye on, because that's current. That's happening now. But then we're going to see shortly a big tax boost proposal. One of the things would be to raise the corporate rate from the current 21% to 28%. Now, many people say, well, you know, corporations, they're the big giants and they're whatever. But first of all, they have to compete on the worldwide stage. And and the 21% is really only in the middle of what the industrialized nation's tax rate is. It's not 21% is not low. So
and here we are, we're trying to reshore jobs. That's going to cause jobs to go somewhere else, isn't it?
Absolutely. That was the whole point of the 21% rate, to help bring jobs onshore. Mm-hmm. So that's one of those things. The other thing would be to change the capital gains rates for higher income people. And I'm always suspect when they say higher income.
Right.
Because what's considered higher income becomes lower and lower and lower. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that just now, for example, with the third round of the stimulus checks. The phase out is lower than it was in round two and
right.
round one. So, I mean, we have to, you know, you think, oh, well, it's the other guy. Well, it's the other guy for a moment, but mm-hmm. it's not the other guy for that long. And so we have to be careful about that. And if they, and they, you know, they may touch the estate tax stuff where
they'll lower the exemption,
which will hit small business.
That's right.
And Barb. Really
hurt
their families.
Thank you for 23 great years. Come back soon.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Big Ideas for SmallBusiness.com. She's one of my heroes. She's a great American. You need to follow her. You need to know what she's got going on. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.